It's a very emotional Kitty Hearn, and a 15th season for Donegal, and you know, a crushing blow, getting beat by just 1 point that separated the teams this evening. A sunny afternoon here in St Tiernan Park. Sum up how you're feeling, Kitty.
Devastated, I suppose. There's not many words to kind of describe it. I think we're wrote off by a lot of counties, probably every county, if you think about it, coming into this game. And we done ourselves so proud to stay in the game for so long, and we probably had a few chances to tap on and win the game, and it's just heartbreaking to leave it behind.
Yeah, you talked about a lot of people calling the game at the beginning. Look, given what Armagh have proved this year so far, their winning streak in Division 1, you's going into the game, nobody gave you a chance. And you know, how did that affect you in terms of your dressing room?
It's great for us, to be honest. It's great going in like that. It's great knowing that everybody's talking, saying we don't have a hope in the game and we're going to get hammered, and it riles you on that wee bit. Like, it shows the lack of respect that the people have for us, which is very disappointing with regards for us as players, but it really does give us that spirit to go out and prove a point, and we were so close to proving it today, and that's the sad part.
Yeah, and certainly you talk about maybe lack of respect or maybe the fact that people just didn't believe enough in you. Like, coming away at 1 point, you definitely could have won the game out there today. I know you're saying that yourself, but people will have changed their tune now at this stage, surely.
Yeah, like, it's easy to understand. We've lost a lot of big names over the last 1 or 2 years, and we've a lot of young girls coming through, but when we have 15 girls pulling together, 20 I'd say we use there today, when we have them all pulling and playing off the one hymn sheet, like, it's easy for us to put on a performance when we work that hard, and the work rate of those younger girls today was absolutely superb.
Yeah, let's look and analyse maybe the game. At the end of the first half, you would have been in a superb position going in 1 point down. At the end of full time, there was nothing that separated the teams, and then you come away just 1 point short at the end of it. Like, but a brilliant display of football from the girls and brilliant character show.
Yeah, and we knew the firepower that Armagh had up front, and we were pretty confident that if we could get in at half time anywhere in the game, that we were definitely in with a shout, and we were happy at that stage, and we knew that we could contain them. They had nowhere to go. We had them shifting over and back the field there for long periods of time, and some kickers stepped up and kicked great scores for them, and fair dues to them, but we definitely were in control, and they struggled to deal with us in the counter attack at times, and we were unlucky. I don't want to look back and see how much we missed, but there was a lot of chances there to kill the game at different stages, and I think that just came back to haunt us now at the end.
Yeah, listen, I've been speaking throughout the match as well about the influence of Amy Mackin, and no doubt you just went out today to try and stop her firepower. And look, was it a turning point when she went off for you? Were you thinking, oh, you know, this game's here for the taking? Or to be fair, was she fair enough, well enough marshalled throughout the game?
Yeah, I think credit hugely deserved to Roisin Rogers. Roisin did a super go at her in the first half there. She was kicking a couple of kind of half efforts from angles she probably shouldn't have been kicking them from. Now it's Amy Mackin here, so on different days they would have went over the bar, but Roisin puts a lot of pressure on the ball, and she did super in the first half, so when she went off, that task just moved on to somebody else. Like, I don't think it was a huge defining moment in the game. I think we were watching too many players kind of at that stage, that Amy wasn't standing out above on her own, which is great credit to Roisin, so she deserves that.
Look, we have to talk about the experience, Donna, throughout the Donegal team. Your own influential display out there today as well. And I mean, look, you were the right player at the right time on the end of that goal opportunity at the end. Those 30 seconds, 42 minutes, would you believe, on the clock at that stage, you come away with a rasping shot into the back of the net. You know, you are capable of it. It's been seen all year. And then a lovely pressure point to finish off the game to go into extra time. Brilliant.
Yeah, and it just shows the character of the girls, like, to never give up. There's other years where the clock would have been ticking down and we wouldn't have had an answer there, and Susie played the ball out there, and I seen a lot of our Armagh jerseys, but I seen one pocket in the corner of the net and I just went for it, and the lift we got from the crowd after that then to get the kick out and get the turnover and get that equalising score was superb. The supporters were unreal today.
Yeah, look, obviously you're disappointed, but look, you've bigger and bigger matches to come now. You go into championship, you go into a group stage. Talk us through the group stages now next.
Yeah, so we'll go into a group now. I think it's in with the Munster winners in Waterford maybe. I'm not actually sure, but we'll go into the group stages now in a couple of weeks, so we'll have a wee bit of time to kind of refresh ourselves again. I'd say today now it was a massive aim, one of our main aims for the year, so we've never thought any further forward, so losing today's been a big blow now, but we'll just have to get the heads down and just do ourselves proud continuing on.
Yeah, and lastly, given the fact that you did lose, the display of football out there showed a lot of character, and maybe on another day going up against Armagh, who knows what the future holds like, but certainly a quarter final position is for up for the grabs there for that Donegal team.
Yeah, the character, as I said, that the girls showed, the spirit, the desire that they had, the hunger, and the last 20 minutes, like, my legs gave up on me, but the girls were still busting themselves up and down the field, and we've put in a lot of hard yards behind the scenes, and it's huge credit to them, and I really hope that it gels us that wee bit more now, and we have that belief within the team that we can on any given day, it's there for us.